something so they can vote tonight?
The Senate is a separate body, and their communication system might not be as good as it should be. So that's the first I heard that. But it's always wonderful for them. Not yet.
Might there be one tonight?
I don't know how to answer that because we haven't seen anything. And by the way, we haven't seen the school run. See, all this is, you know, you agree on some numbers. Then you got to put the numbers through a formula, and you got to see how people are treated. And the numbers that we agreed on have pushed us to a point where I think we might be able to have a vote. Then again, whether the vote passes or not is another question. But if they do the formula the way we recommended, and I have no reason to think they won't, or do the other things that we suggested they do, and I have no reason to think they don't, yes, there would be a signature. So, but I can't tell you until I see the document. I haven't seen the document.
Is it fair to say, Mr. Speaker, that we have a deal, at least in principle or in theory?
Well, I hate to say that because we had three of those during the regular session and something happened to them. Let me see if I can come close. In theory, I like the in theory better than the, you know, because the principles left a long time ago, but theory is still possible. Yes, in theory.
But you're waiting to see how it affects individual school districts?
Yes, ma'am, that's right. And as you know, education was a really important criterion, and we thought that the governor and the budget that was sent over here would have cut thousands of teachers. We think we might have reduced that somewhat. And so we have to see, because we put more money in the school fund.
And where did you take it from?
Oh, that's a trade secret.
And what?
No, we shifted it from different areas. It was a lot of work. A million here, a million there.
With this deal in theory, what does it do for charter schools and virtual schools? That has always been in past budget talks a contentious issue. So with this new theory of a deal that's out there, how is this addressed?
Okay, we modified some things. It's all about compromise.
Is there any cap in there? I think
so we modify it. No. They have been put into a pilot program and reduced to a more a number that reflects more of a pilot program.
And what about that tax credit for scholarships?
That's been reduced.
How about higher education? How do they
fare? Well, right now, of course, this is, what you call that, in theory? In theory, they won't be cut. And they began with a 4% cut. So in theory, they won't be cut.
In theory, how might the CIB be treated? Mr. Speaker?
You have gone outside my area of, what we say, I don't want to say expertise. I'd like to say that that's just something I've let others handle. That's the same answer I gave you about 2 hours ago and 6 hours ago.
Could you give any directive or as far as how others would handle the capital improvement board issue, what would you like to see or how you would?
Well, that Capital Improvement Board issue, as I've told you, is one of the reasons we're here in special session, because it really upsets other parts of the state because they're not having their economic development problem solved. And the way we had a working group work on it, and some of the working group don't like the way it was solved. But as far as, we'll just see if it passes. I mean, really, I'm going to give this a vote. That's my idea. Give it a vote, see if it flies. It might not.
So are the votes there tomorrow, in your opinion, right now, with what you folks have on the table, for at least for your caucus to put it through?
This is not a Democratic bill. It's a bill which we tried to improve on. It's basically their duty to get the bills, but we will not, we will let it have a vote. Yes.
Charlie Brown, Chet Dobus upstairs are pretty upset. Did you lose their votes on the budget because CIB is in there and things for Northwest?
You imply, how can I put this?
In theory?
In theory, I wasn't the one that needs to have the bill's passed, vote passed, because this has become a Republican-flavored bill. Remember our previous discussion. And I think they need to see how many votes they can get. So I didn't really... I told you, the CIB makes it much less Democratic. So we will participate with some votes.
Should have gotten this point.
Should it have? No, we had three agreements during regular session. Let's see, in principle. Those were in principle. Pretty solid. And the governor blew them up. And those are pretty good budgets for schools, for job creation. And I think we should have gotten that done. I think the CIB should have been handled on a separate bill, and for a while it was. And in fact, being in the budget makes this a difficult budget to pass.
How do urban schools fare?